Hey, what's up with the no divots?
What?
No divots.
Why do you take a divot?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Just picking it.
Do you do that always when you warm up, or?
I'm swinging while I don't take divots.
Have you always been like that, or did you just practice it? Have you always been like that, or did you just practice it?
No, when I'm flushing it, I don't take divots.
It's just
what it is, yeah.
Right, so all her different colors that she can put out do different things, right?
You're talking about her ultimate?
Yeah.
She just has a damage boost and then a health boost. That's really
Max was saying you gotta cycle between them and you get both. I heard you just keep it on blue, whichever that one is.
Well, ideally, yeah, I mean, the most strong part about it is definitely like the health. Because you're basically invincible in that ult. I mean, you're invincible, essentially. The damage boost is really effective, but you have to be like really aware of like what's going on. Cause if anybody dies while they're in your ult, like that's really bad. That is the total opposite of what's supposed to happen. Just tossing.
When I think of like her ult being used well, it's like she pops it and the whole team like advances together, onto a point or pushes people off because they're staying alive.
Yeah.
I think is the best use.
That should be the song they play.
What song?
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. Staying Alive. Episode 94.
Shit.
Episode 94 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose. Back at it.
Why do we call you Goose again?
It's not important.
All right. We'll keep it moving.
What's your name? Not important.
Me and Rob we're gonna have great nicknames too with a solid story attached to them.
Yeah, Jake Jiggle Balls.
Jake Jiggle Balls. What the heck?
Joaquin Feet Picks.
That's your guy's name. Joaquin Feet Picks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, the rank grind continues for the fellas, huh?
Yeah,
dude. What are you guys at? G2.
Gold 2.
Gold 2? Dude, yeah. I'm excited for your guys' rank journey. I'm a little sad I can't be a part of it because I'm, you know.
I mean, but you can.
Because nobody else wants to get a PC.
But you can.
But I'm very excited for your journey. Xboxes are way more expensive than if everyone just gets a PC, dude. I mean, 5080s are not that bad. They're really not.
Right. Are you playing competitive?
I play solo queue and competitive. I lose 2 games and then I immediately log off. That's usually what happens when I play competitive. I peaked at gold 1
nice.
When I was playing. Either that, I think it was either silver 3 or gold 1. I think it was gold 1 though. But yeah, no, I mean, when you get on a hot streak, it's really fun. But oh my god, they're terrible. You really do need a 3 stack.
Mm-hmm.
You need a 3
stack. I can't imagine solo, dude. How frustrating that must be. Like, no one heals. Whole team's no synergy, no like working together.
Well, that's the problem. No one wants to heal.
Comms.
Well,
that's a problem in our lobbies, too. No one wants to fucking heal.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I find more annoying is people not wanting to win. Because if everybody wants to win, then you'll at least be competitive in the game. Because it's like, I certainly don't expect to win every game, but I do want to be competitive. And when you get people that they just insta-lock a character and they don't switch off it and they're just shit, then that's annoying. Like, that's really annoying. So,
or they sit and spawn. Like, you spawn in and you run past them and you're like, there's an objective here, like,
yeah,
get your ass out there.
Really bad.
It's also bad too when someone takes a character you want and then like 10 minutes in they're changing to someone else, because I'm like, you couldn't have just done that to begin with. Like,
you see a lot of people playing 3 plus characters.
That's
not a good look.
That is really, if you're changing your character more than once,
usually it's just when you're scrambling to try and find something that works after, like, because if you take the first team fight and you get dunked on and you're like, oh man, this is not gonna work, like I need to adapt, then I get it. But if you're just switching because you're getting dunked on, like,
Nah, you just have to get it together.
You just need a... Sometimes you just need a... Yeah.
Because I like... I do like when we go on, like, defense or when, like, it switches. Like, no one changes their roles. Everyone stays who they were. And it works.
Well, that implies that it's been going well so far. Yeah. You know? It's a good team exercise of, like, all right, what could we do better this round? You know, if we lost the last round, we got to reevaluate here or something.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a six stack.
A six stack? And just climb up the leaderboard.
I got a fourth.
You got a fourth?
That's down.
The boy?
Yeah.
Boy Wonder? Is he a Moon Knight main, that guy?
Yeah, he likes Moon Knight or Jeff.
Or Jeff?
Yeah, he's really good at
Moon Knight. Does he heal as Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, he also has to be able to heal.
No, he says that those are the two people he will use. Or that he does.
I was gonna say, finding someone to just play Moon Knight probably isn't that hard, but finding someone who, like, if some random takes Moon Knight, we got to have someone who's like, oh, I can also play.
I'll play Cloak.
Heal or something, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to learn different healers. Because I feel like Jeff's not as effective.
I don't think so.
No, Jeff is, quite frankly, just not a good character. But
Luna, Cloak, I feel like are god tier.
I need to learn
maybe Invisible
more than,
Woman, maybe Mantis.
Yeah, I need to learn more than just Cloak.
Cloak is definitely like...
I'm still learning.
The mindless, it's fantastic. It's so good.
I struggle with actual Cloak swap.
Oh. Yeah, I pretty much only swap to him, switch if I'm like solo 1v1
yeah,
and I need to stay
quarters,
alive.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch over. If I'm with a teammate right next to me and we're like close to finishing someone off and they have health,
pause.
I'll swap over to Cloak.
Yeah. Because you need to get the final hit. You need to boost the stats a little bit, you know?
Exactly.
Well, am I not going to help my team by just healing the guy next to me over and over again when he's still trying to like finish this guy? Pause.
You know pause. I
mean? Pause.
Yeah, no, I think Luna is like an S tier healer, and honestly, from the clips I've seen, I think Loki is like an S tier healer.
I don't understand how to start with him.
I mean,
seems so complex and not that good of a healer. It seems
I
like.
Used him in practice mode, and I was lost on who the actual Loki was. I'm like, where am I?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely more of an advanced character, but Luna is not like that difficult of a character to master.
Yeah, Luna's great. Great ult.
Cause right, you can't ult with Loki unless you are the actual OG one.
Yeah, I don't know how that all works, but
what is this ult?
You just copy. You copy a teammate.
Mm. Yeah, or I think you copy whoever you're looking at.
Yeah, something like
that.
And
you get their ult on top of that.
He's god tier, you're saying? Loki? Like, Loki is Loki god tier.
I mean, at least in, like, the competitive matches I've seen in, like, a really high elo, yeah, that's... It's like...
Okay.
Especially because the best ultimate in the game is Luna Snow, right? And
as far as team play, definitely huge.
And when you have a Loki and a Luna, you just cycle their two ultimates, and it's, like, the best defensive, like, staying alive strat in the game, like the most effective tactic, I think.
Never thought about that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah.
And Loki also generates his ultimate the quickest out of everybody.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's definitely a little bit more complex to use. You have, like Rob said, you have to be like looking at them, and sometimes if you're in a crazy ass team fight, it can be difficult. And you can and you can fuck it up really easily. Just like moving your mouse just slightly over, like all of a sudden it registers to another character, and all of a sudden you're doing some other dumb ultimate that's just not going to be that great.
How good is his like main healing properties as far as like
the clones are disgusting, dude. The clones like they have a lot of health, yeah. And then when you click on it, it's like doing three heals at once. Yeah, it's really good. And the lamps counter a lot of ultimates from what I've seen too.
I have no idea how to play it. Maybe I'll learn.
Yeah,
maybe to help the team. But Adam Warlock seems pretty trash, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he just got a buff too, from what really? I understand.
I feel like they're buffing the wrong lore.
Yeah, why didn't they buff Moon Knight, Rob?
No, they're good, but he's perfect the way he is.
Yeah?
Have you guys played as the Thing?
No, or the other haven't.
Not as competitive, or not
like actually played a game, not like practice.
Yeah.
Who's the other one they added? Human Torch.
Human Torch.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like the flying characters that much. Like, I'm not trying to focus on my movement that all that much. I mean, with the exception of Star-Lord, it's maybe the only flying character I like.
And for the flying ones, you just, like, go straight up into the air and just sit there and just hit them from above because no one's going to see it coming.
It can be super effective, but, like, if I'm playing Punisher, like, my main goal is shooting down Iron Man. Because I know I have the best shot with the hit scan distance.
Yeah.
Of, like, I always feel like it's my job to take them down because... If you're playing someone who's not hit scan, it's much harder to hit them.
Yeah.
But remember we were playing against Iron Man who's just fucking our shit up. Do you remember that?
That beam is, it's
dude,
annoying.
What the fuck?
Because he would hit us, we'd start focusing him and he'd fly away and go get heals.
He was really good
at
it. And
then come right back and do it all over again.
He was very good at that.
Yeah.
And flying right before he's about to die. Going to get health and coming right back and fucking
I think
our shit
the plan
up.
Is scope out where the heal patches are and just sit above it. Shoot once
well,
you go down.
To play
I know, but I mean that's what you would do if you were that person.
Well, you should know where all the health packs are. Also, no matter what player,
it's hard to know. Sometimes
saying you should know them.
You definitely
I don't know
should.
Them all. There's times I'm running around for 30 seconds, being like, "What the fuck is this?
Where's a heal?"
Just running around with 5 health.
Help.
Happens.
Yeah. It's definitely struggle bus sometimes.
Max is trying to get one of us to play Hulk so he can get the Iron Man team up, which he said is crazy. It makes Iron Man's beam like radioactive or something. Team up's supposed to be ridiculous. I don't know how to play Hulk at all.
Just tanking. I feel like every time I'm a tank, I just get dunked on every time.
Not having good healers with you makes it damn near impossible.
Yeah.
Makes it really tough for sure. Yeah.
I only played Hulk like in practice matches, but that's about it.
A little quick plays?
That's also no. Like actual practice 1v1.
Practice range?
Yeah. So James, are you gonna move on to Iron Fist now?
No.
No?
No. No. Not my jam.
You're going to still try out Black Panther? Or?
No.
No?
That was just to try it. It's too hard of a combo to hit reliably.
Black Panther, you're saying?
Yeah.
Messed around?
Learned a combo. I watched a video on a combo with him. And it's too difficult to pull off, frankly.
You know they show you their combos within like the player setting or within like
I know
game.
What you're talking about. Yeah,
I was like, oh, I'm still learning how to play Moon Knight. I didn't know you can throw the power up slash so far. I thought that was only close quarters.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like he
talking about his Ankh or
no, there he has another like power up hit that he has.
Bob's swing looks way different. Looks a lot slower.
This is so we're watching an old Bob Does Sports video, and you can tell that this is pre Breezy golf era, or like very new because Joey D's not even rocking it because he's still sponsored by Sunday Swagger. And
it looks like
Bob's,
Rainbow Sherbert. It looks sick. It's a sick shirt.
Dude, Joey D just he's aging like fine wine, like with his looks and everything. I still just this week, I've rewatched the video of them golfing at the Links of Victoria. I mean, it gets me every time. It's seriously, it's so funny.
I like the one where they get really drunk and Bob misses a putt by like 10 feet short. Do you remember?
Yes.
And Cutsy just falls on the ground laughing, dying. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that was a fireball challenge. I mean, I feel like they've done a fireball challenge plenty of times, but one of the fireball challenges.
Oh, my gosh. But they're anyways. Super stiff, it looks like.
Back to the important but stuff here. Marvel Rivals.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going to play Wakanda. In order to play him effectively at all, you first have to spear somebody.
Yeah.
And you get 2 spears before the cooldown.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you really have to hit the spear, which allows you to, like, mark the person. Get this little purple thing above their head.
Uh-huh.
And if you mark them, it allows you to, like, do a melee through them. And that doesn't cool down. Like it doesn't, it replenishes right away. So you can do like two melees in between and it's like you can kill them that way quickly. But if you miss, most people are moving around in the game. So it's difficult. And if you throw both spears, he's fucking useless. He's garbage.
Oh, no. And then you're just running around saying Wakanda forever.
Yeah. Well, even like during the melee, when you go through them the first time, it's really hard for you to turn around and look to kind of like defend that attack, because by the time you turn, he's already on the other side of you and you're just like, what just happened?
No, a good player is a huge problem with him, but I don't have like the mobility and the aim for that.
I've definitely seen clips of Black Panther, and what looks annoying about his character is that like you're just swinging your mouse around, mm-hmm. or just like you're, because you got to constantly, you're going like sideways, dashing everywhere, and dashing, yeah. And it's like, oh man, it's
that
like,
combo required you to spear, dash through them 180, dash back, and yeah. It's like that three piece combo is a kill, but if you miss any one part of that, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So I had to up my sensitivity to try and hit the 180.
That's why you upped it. Okay.
Yeah.
Upped it to hit the quick reset.
I'm not him. Yeah, restore to defaults. That's what I did. Restore defaults. Got it. I'm not Hemi Neutron.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep going on to Steam and looking at Civ 7, and then I'm like, damn, it's $69.99 for that video game. And I'm like, oh, that is a lot. I'm like, how long would I have to wait for it to be less?
How many games would you have to delete?
Say again?
How many games would you have to delete to get that
one Call of Duty?
No, I mean, since I deleted Call of Duty, I mean, storage has not been an issue. The game is like 20 gigs, and I think I have like 150 or something left. So yeah, we're cooking.
I deleted Call of Duty.
You hit the uninstall, James?
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I don't want to play it.
Well, for you, it doesn't matter because it's free.
Sure.
Because you got the Game Pass?
Yeah.
No more Warzone?
Not planning on it. I like Warzone, but I feel like we never play.
Damn, that hurts.
And then Call of Duty needed another update that was like 15 gigs. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I heard a lot of, well, not a lot. I saw someone on Instagram post about the update and how it was like, I don't know, like 80 gigs or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, all we got was some Ninja Turtle skins and the same fucking hackers we've been dealing with for the...
Yeah, it was like 80 gigs and all you get is four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle skins. Like 20 gigs a piece, what the fuck is... Yeah, it's some booty, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, it is really annoying that I feel like the developers, they really like... who knows? Maybe it's not even the developers. Maybe it's just like the publisher, like Activision or whoever. It's just... Man, they are just money grabbing it as much as they can. Like,
there should be an option where you can like have the base gameplay where there's no crazy updates. You don't need the freaking store to buy more COD, like to buy any COD points or characters. Like, just give me the game, let me play, and we'll call it the day.
Yeah, because I would download Warzone. Exactly. I would just download the chunk of Warzone and possibly the chunk of Zombies if we were to ever play.
Yeah.
And that's it. Each being, you know, 50 gigs or whatever, not 300. Some bullshit.
Because that's half the storage for some systems.
Yeah.
Consoles.
Yeah, 80 gigs, that's outrageous.
Oh, Call of Duty's like 300 or whatever.
But then like every update after that is like another 100 gigs.
Yeah. I don't fucking get it, dude.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All we got was some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle skins.
Yeah, dude. Fucking bullshit.
Did you guys watch the game last night?
Nope.
I watched the first three quarters.
How'd it go?
The game, the Luka versus the Mavs.
His debut, was it?
No, it wasn't his debut. It was the first time that he saw his old team, which is always like a fun, like, you know. I'm going to, you know, you see Luka, I mean, oh my God, he was actually so funny to watch because that man just, you could tell he wanted to score a billion if he could. Like, he was throwing it up from everywhere. And like, he had a good game, but he didn't score a lot of points. He took some poor shots, but overall, I mean, still super effective. I mean, he definitely got a triple double, like got everybody involved. And Lakers won the game. That's seven in a row for the Lakers. So yeah, I mean, making me a little bit excited for Lakers basketball. Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to tune in for every game, but like now we might be at the point now where it's like, hey, if they're playing a good team or something like that, I might tune in for a little bit. Making me excited for the playoffs for sure. Like, hoping that they can have a deep run. Mm-hmm.
19, 15, 12. 3 steals, 2 blocks. Wow.
Yeah, if I had to take a guess, he probably wasn't that efficient with his shooting.
He went like 6 for 17.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He did really poor 3-point percentage at like 14%.
He was really bad. He was throwing it up from everywhere, my
That's
guy.
That's what it looks like.
Like he was. I mean, there was some shots where you're like, "Whoa, dude! Like what?
No reason. There's a full shot clock.
Oh my god!
Just chest passing it from the paint to train."
It's from the center court. Man, I have not been watching that much basketball, but man, these players, everyone thinks they're Steph Curry now. They're launching it from so far away. It's actually so funny. But yeah, the Lakers, they've been playing some good D, and like now with Luka, they're a very good shooting team now, because now they got Reeves, they got Braun, they got Luka. It's like they got some legitimate weapons that can score at will. So yeah, and then you know what else came out recently, fellas? Full Swing Season 3.
Really?
Yes. I'm really excited for the next episode, because they're going to go into the Scottie Scheffler arrest, and I think there's going to be some like good footage of that, like player reactions and just like, you know, the whole police thing. Oh my god, I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
I don't think I watched season 2 yet.
Yeah, season 2 I don't remember any good stuff in season 2, but definitely looking forward to this season, because it's gonna have more Ryder Cup stuff, as you can imagine.
I don't care at all.
I'm gonna work about a Ryder Cup.
So you still like clubs yet?
No.
Surprise.
I'm gonna uninstall my clubs.
No, dude, I mean you were on a bit of a heater there with the clubs too. I mean, you had like, I feel like you were cycling through the putters and the drivers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're set.
Did you play on Sunday?
No, I didn't. I did not. I wanted to try and golf with some friends, and I don't know. I didn't feel like, sometimes I do feel like golfing by myself, but yeah, I wasn't gonna golf on the weekend without golfing with a buddy. So I did make a tee time for this Friday. So, because it's been a couple weeks, because 2 weeks ago was really rainy. That's when we were getting all that rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because I usually try to play Thursday or Friday, didn't end up going. And then just this last week, just things kind of fell through and didn't make a tee time. So now I'm like, I'm just jonesing. I need to get out there.
Remember when we used to play golf?
Yeah, no, I definitely remember. It was
gay. Hey, what were we, gay?
Girl,
I'm not gay no more.
Just gonna take one good iron shot and you're gonna be, sign me up for another round.
Probably.
You don't have trivia based on the Lakers?
No.
Interesting. I definitely assumed your trivia was gonna be Laker related.
That's a good idea.
Are you sure you don't want to change it?
I did my own preparation.
He's like, he's
surprised.
I do love it when you guys like prepare. When like Rob was talking about reviewing some certain golf competition, he's like, "Oh, dude, I swear I thought it was gonna be about
this
golf."
I was like trying to remember all these things,
and then I was like, "What's the capital of New York?"
I was like, "Fuck!"
Did you really ask us that?
No, I didn't. I just sometimes I try to do like just random trivia, and then sometimes
I like geography once.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like you like all the weird shit because you're good at all the weird shit.
Yeah.
Have you guys listened?
Huh?
What? Have you guys listened to any of the Drake's new album?
With Party Sexy For You?
Yeah, with Party Next Door?
Yeah. Sometimes. I've definitely listened to a playthrough like a couple times. I think it's better than freaking GNX.
Whoa.
Yeah, you heard me here first. I'm a Drake stan. What's up?
Whoa.
I've only heard maybe like the first four songs. They're not hits. The first four I don't like. CN Tower. That's not my jam. Maybe it will be later. I don't know. But I haven't given it a full playthrough, so.
I went through it today at work. I was like, oh, let me give it a shot. I haven't heard much of it. The one where he's like singing in Spanish is pretty rough to hear.
There's a lot of cringe. He's sung in Spanish before. It's really cringy.
This one's worse.
Chupa mi ver.
Talk about how you want to meet your madre, pay respects to your padre, and all. Like, oh my gosh, dude! Like,
why do you have to make it like Dr. Seuss?
I think he's trying too hard to like win the crowd back that he lost. That he's trying to go back to his old ways of more singing.
To me, I don't know. I don't look at the album like that. I just look at it as just like a fun project that he wanted to do with like his boy, like Party Next Door. I don't think he like was making these songs and he's like, I'm trying to create like a generational album. Like, I just think it was just like a project that he wanted to work on, and they came out with some cool stuff. And I'm sure like it's gonna be Drake's next solo album that he's gonna be in the lab, and I'm sure it's gonna have at least one song in there that's gonna blow your head off, like, so good. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I think you're exactly right. I think this one, it's in the title, Some Sexy Songs For You. It's like, here's some songs that we worked on, some R&B kind of sing-songy songs that we worked on together. Here it is. But like you said, I think probably this year or next year will be something a lot more. Hopefully it's more like If You're Reading This Is Too Late, where it's more bars.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be strictly like lyrical, miracle, spiritual bars, but like hopefully less subliminals, because I feel like Drake does that a lot.
Yeah.
Hopefully more direct. Mm-hmm. Or not saying it at all, either way. But
yeah, no, the next solo project, I will be listening. I mean, who knows? That man, is he still on tour, James? Do you know?
Drake?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
Isn't he doing the World Cup or something?
What?
I mean, that would be news to me. I don't know.
That's what I heard. Could very well be wrong.
Oh.
Excuse you.
You guys watch The Age of Ultron?
The Age of Ultron?
I watched all of them.
I didn't know that Ultron's a different character.
What is this? Yeah. Is that a Marvel movie? Or
yeah. Yeah, it's like the second Avengers, the third Avengers.
I think this might be the first.
The first one's Avengers.
Okay, second one.
Don't correct me if you're wrong.
The one with the wormhole?
The wrong hole?
The wormhole?
Oh. There's no wrong hole. For a booty bandit. Age of Ultron. Are we going to get Thanos in this fucking game or what, dude?
That would be sick.
Surprised they don't have it already.
Dude, I want to see Gambit. That would be like the one character I'd like to
see.
Who
the fuck is that?
Gambit's a X-Men character.
Like Queen's
character.
Gambit?
No.
Little chest player.
My queen haunts you.
Gambit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from...
Gambit's the guy with like... He's like Cyclops, kind of. He's got like the fucking eyes, I think. Like, the stick.
Okay. I would like to see more characters more often than like this 6 week or whatever long it is. Like,
that feels like a long ass time.
It does. But then I also hate like everyone using the new characters in competition where it's like, we need to lock in. There's no dicking around.
Bro, you did it, though.
All right, and
wait, you're the only one that played any of the new characters when we queued up last.
There was definitely one game where I was like, oh, I'm gonna play Iron Fist, and you're like, you sure about that? I'm like, yeah, I'll let you know. And I'm
bro,
like,
you opened up 0-5.
I did.
Just absolutely
in competitive
in calm.
I switched to Moon Knight, and then I ended with like what, 15-7 or something.
Is that right?
We divided by two.
We gotta get screenshots next time. You're gonna be pulling up these scores.
Hey, I thought you there like, is a replay system.
How
far back does it go?
Very far back.
Okay, we'll check. I thought you went more like 15-12 or something like that.
I didn't go up that much in deaths. Maybe. I don't know.
What was that? The last game that we queued? We're like, all right, everybody try something that we don't play.
Because I forgot to take us out of the the like the quick cue. Match. Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, you do. Ping.
Match found.
Match found. Oh, great, son of a.
I felt bad because you can't. This game, I feel like it takes it very seriously, the pulling out people out of game. So I was like, yeah. I guess we're fucking playing.
Yeah, guess we're going to burn another 9 minutes here.
What did we play as? What did you...
I played as Iron Fist.
Rob, who did you play
as? I don't remember. I think it was like, oh, I've never played this guy before. Moon Knight? I don't know this one.
What does the Yonk do?
I forgot who I played. I don't think I switched, honestly.
I probably played Hawkeye. Okay, I suck with that guy.
I don't like how Strange's portal is like, what, 2 minutes? 2.5 minutes to regenerate?
It's a while.
It's the longest. It's long.
I mean, it's super valuable to your team. To be able to put him right on point. Cut down on walking time.
I think the cooldown is appropriate for what it does.
I feel like they need to let the portals last a little bit longer. Just a tad bit.
Would you play him more?
Sure. If I knew how to fucking use him. Never. I'm in practice.
I don't understand that character.
In practice, I'm trying to do it to if I can put a portal on the ground and have people walk out and fall through.
Why are you trying to be corny with it?
Because I'm trying to... If I can master that, then I'll...
Master it. Go ahead. If you can master
this,
it.
This guy thinks he's going to get to one above all by putting portals on the floor.
No, just throwing onks. I'll be fine.
Bro, you're playing checkers here. You're playing tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, I am.
He's going to be like calming, like in spawn, like, guys, like, I got a strat. Don't you worry. We're going to win this.
Yeah, your buddy's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sam.
Sam. Shout out Sam.
Shout out Sam. The boys need all the help they can get.
I mean, a 4-stack's better than a 3-stack, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw he was playing a 2-man competitive, and I was like, oh, you need 3 more? He's like, I'm a solo now, but I can join you guys. All right, perfect.
Hop on.
And that's when I was like, all right, Blake, switch over.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we all played.
Quick match.
Because
I can't imagine playing solo comp. That sounds fucking...
It sucks.
Sounds cheeks.
I played 2 games the other night. Not ideal. Because I was like, we were so close to leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm just going to...
It's always the rank up game, though, man.
I'm just going to get in one more.
Always the rank up game.
Got in. We win. I was like, hell yeah.
Really?
One more.
Why'd you push it?
Because I didn't go up. I never leveled up. I was like super close. Next game, yeah. Lost. I was like, all right, fucked it. I'm going to bed.
Sometimes it still feels like we get our fucking asses kicked. Even though we're the same rank as a similar rank, you assume that with matchmaking, they try to keep it somewhat close. Just get our fucking ass kicked.
Yeah.
Get your ass beat. You want your ass beat? You want to get your ass beat?
Sometimes you just got to get your fucking ass beat.
Sometimes you just got to get your ass beat.
Me, Blake, and Rob were playing, what was it, Friday or Saturday night, and we were on just like a 4 or 5 L streak.
That was such a bummer. Oh, we lost every game that we queued? Yeah, no, that was unbearable. Dude, that game is super streaky. The highs are high, but the lows are low.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Get your fucking ass kicked.
Dude, I was watching some Tim the Tap Man, and it was like he had solo grinded this account to Celestial 2, started playing with his friends, and like lost. They went 2-9, and he deranked all the way to Grandmaster 2, and it was like the funniest thing, because it's like I've literally been there in that game. I've literally been there where you're just on this L streak and every game is impossible.
Damn. We got a game a few weeks ago. Or over the weekend, where we did not let the team get any kills, the other team.
We've definitely done that.
Yeah, we smoked them
the whole game.
Yeah,
because I know we'll do rounds where it'll be like we'll go deathless, and then they'll go
like
implies that they
everyone
don't get
on
kills.
Our team went deathless.
That's a good feeling.
And we're like, hell yeah! And you guys were all like, we're in the bot lobbies.
We were in a bot lobby.
Yeah, James said that we were in a
don't
bot
kill
lobby.
Us.
Dude, they're bot lobbies. I'm telling you. They put bot lobbies in this game.
Like, all right, let's boost up their...
Let's get their self-esteem a little bit higher.
Boost their self-esteem.
And then we'll put them in the ranked system, and then... And...
Let them go 2 wins, switch to ranked, and lost.
Have you seen that meme? It's like, and it's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to put it in some stack options.
And it's gone. Okay.
What do you mean? It's gone. All of it.
It's gone. And it's gone.
When Kyle goes to open a savings account or something.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. I'll tell you what, Joey D looks a little bit slimmer than he does now. And then the white pants, dude, Joe, never change. Literally never change.
I don't think he would. He's himself. He's Jimmy Neutron.
What characters do you guys want to see besides Gambit and Thanos?
Oh, added to the game? I mean, Deadpool seems to be a really popular one that they haven't added.
I
heard
they're
going to add him.
I don't see why not.
Someone was saying that they're going to add him.
Who's Doctor Strange's buddy?
The Asian dude?
Yeah.
That's Iron Fist's uncle.
No, it's not. No way. The Grinch?
The Grinch?
Oh, the Goblin? Like a Green Goblin would be pretty cool. Trace Spider-Man around. Yeah, how don't they have...
Samuel Jackson?
How don't they have Thanos yet? Are we ever going to try different game modes?
What other game modes are there besides Comp and Quick Match?
I don't even know.
I think there's other one.
There's Team Deathmatch, which is fucking gay. Fuck that shit.
I mean, I think Quick Match and Competitive is like the only two you would ever need. They're like perfect. That and the practice area, like chilling.
I have no complaints. I hope they did add a new map. Hope they add more to keep it fresh.
How do you feel about the new map?
Don't feel either way about it. It's fine.
I don't think we've really played it enough.
No.
Have any takes on it?
I think that the map is really good, except I think the convoy part, like that last point going up the stairs, I think is maybe a hair too challenging and needs some adjustment. Other than that, I think it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, that last point is brutal, like getting it to the finish line.
Should be hard, but like you said, not...
It's a little too difficult. It feels very defensive-sided there. And I don't know, maybe they like that about that point, but I just think that... I just think it's impossible.
Why do... In that map, when you die, you respawn like in that portal and you have to walk out to... I don't even know. Do those doors go to different places? I don't even fucking know.
It's like, teleport. I'm like, how do I get out of here? It's like, teleport. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to go. And then you died. You're like, where do I go? I'm like, you got to teleport, dude. I'm like, just get out of there.
But teleport isn't a button I can hit on my controller. I had to go like walk up to a thing. And
yeah, well, same, but. Got trivia?
Your trivia question for today is, how much do you think it costs to dine and experience the tasting menu at the French Laundry? Your options are C. I don't know why I started with C. We're going to start over. A.
Well, C's the answer. Lock it in. C. Don't even tell me the rest.
I'll just tell you the numbers and the cost, and you tell me which one you think is the right cost for the tasting menu at the French Laundry. $590. $1,000, $300, $390.
Which one was C going to be?
Rob, shut up.
$590? Is that what was that? What you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. I think A.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
The correct answer is the tasting menu is $390.
Wow.
What's the tasting menu exactly? Is that like the whole thing, or is that just a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I mean, the tasting menu is you're getting like the full service, but they do the other ones that they do like include caviar, champagne, and then those ones are like, that's when you start talking about it's going to be north of a grand per person. Fuck. Right.
Damn.
It just depends on what you get, but like the tasting menu is basically where they just cook for you. Oh, what a dart. What a dart by Yaman.
Stuffed it. Oreo mega stuffed that thing. $3.90? I guess that doesn't seem that bad. I don't know. But
I mean, for...
It's a fuck ton of money. But, like, yeah, for, I guess, what you get.
I'm sure...
It's no 2 for $20 Chili's.
Dude, I literally just had this conversation with Mia recently about how, like, she asked me where I wanted to go to dinner, and I looked her dead in her soul, and I was like... I mean, you know I'd be totally okay Chili's? With Chili's, right? Like,
shit. You didn't remember the ribs taste like, or?
So, hey, dude, don't be talking about my ribs like that. No. So, yeah, I joked around, you know. I think she's got a little bit of a more elevated taste for my, yeah, for my birthday, but, you know.
BJ's.
But I, you know, I threw it out there just to let her know. I mean, I am a fan.
TGI Fridays?
Oh, dude.
Potato skins.
Fucking love TJ Fridays.
Dude, aren't those sold? I mean, aren't they like bankrupt or something? Or
if they were still around, I'd go. Couldn't tell you where one is.
You know what? Also, just declared BK Joann's.
Oh yeah,
damn.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get your yarn somewhere else, James.
Amazon,
where everyone else gets their yarn.
Damn, Joann's.
Yeah. I certainly remember my elementary school projects getting done at the last second, having to make a pit stop at Joann's.
I used to go to Michael's.
Michael's, yeah.
For all.
Jesus Christ.
That is gone.
Holy hook. That was amazing.
Yeah, it's about 12 degrees inside.
They're closing all 800 stores. They have 800 stores.
So the one...
Say they're closing... Usually, these kind of companies hope to get bought out by some investor or whatever, but...
They moved the one across my grandparents' house.
To where?
To where... Further down La Paz, basically. Hmm. Where Agassi 24 Fitness Gym is.
Yeah, no, there's a... I mean, I just think that all of those big, clunky stores, like, they're just gonna keep falling apart. They're really getting eaten up by, really, I mean, it kind of is Amazon.
Except Hobby Lobby.
It's the same thing, just...
I know, but people love Hobby Lobby.
Why?
Dude. I don't know.
They're closed on Sundays.
Here for the Lord. Chick-fil-A does the same thing. Look how they're doing. All I'm saying is, yeah, people love Hobby. All the Michaels, Joann's.
Toys R Us is another Goofy example. Like, I mean, just, if you're just going to have like a niche store and it's going to be a big brick and mortar store, like, that concept does not work anymore.
It's not going to, yeah,
in today's day and age. It just does not.
Like you said, having a huge footprint anchor store,
I mean,
it's a fucking
and
fabric.
To be honest with you, I can't believe Best Buy has even survived. Best Buy is another one where, and if I don't know if you guys have ever been inside a Best Buy recently, but it's not how it used to be. It Mm-mm. definitely adapted. It's
a lot more wider range of products, for sure.
It's a wider range of products, but not only that, it's like a showroom. That's all, yeah, it is. They don't like have a bunch of stock there. It's, well, very, very interesting.
Well, now you can buy like what, your kitchen setups, like, yeah, your stove. You can buy every appliance there now. It's insane.
I think they'll probably hold on. They are the only like large electronics store.
Yeah.
And they price match Amazon. I think they have the best shot of like staying open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, their stores are huge.
Yeah.
So maybe they scale that down, but
especially in like consumer electronics, like, it makes the most sense that they would be able to try, but like my point was that how much they had to change to even be like not that good.
But that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
If you want to survive.
But yeah, these are the other stores that, I mean, yeah, the Toys R Us of the world, they stood no chance.
When you don't.
Party City, that's another one. Like, again, niche things, big brick and doesn't work.
Isn't just, Party City going out of business too?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's about how like these big niche like stores, you're never going to make it. Never gonna make it.
How is Big Five still around?
Money laundering.
Like every mattress firm center.
I know.
Payless shoe store.
Those went out of business.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Pier 1 Imports. Radio Shack.
RIP to Radio Shack.
When is like Macy's gonna go out of business, or JCPenney or whatever? Didn't they go?
Yeah, Macy's, JCPenney. I don't know. Those ones are interesting.
Well, Macy's has their Macy's Day Parade. I'm still holding them together.
They have to pay to put their name on that, I'm sure, but
I think Macy's and JCPenney are very interesting to me because they're kind of like in the middle. They're not quite like a discount retailer like a Ross or like a what's the other one?
Marshalls.
Marshalls, yeah. Not like a Ross or a Marshalls.
Places suck.
But and they're not
those are staying in business though.
Yeah. But those are staying in business because it's a price. The numbers thing.
Are crazy. Yeah, the amount of product that they move is
dude. The amount of theft they have.
Well, they got armed guards in the front now.
Hey man, I'm one of those goofballs, all right?
Thin blue line. Brother. I live my life on the land.
Hey man, this is my family. This is my family.
These are my brothers out here dying every day on the line.
We're in the cop shop. Hey, what's up, brother?
Brother.
Dab him up. Big Lots went out of business.
Yeah.
Again, just a store that sells garbage shit that I'd rather go somewhere else to shop personally.
Yeah. But like Ross and Marshalls, they just get everything like, it's all
discounted. They get all the garbage that doesn't sell at all the other stores that you buy for half off. Not in style anymore. Has a huge graphic on it, but the one in Oceanside closed at 11 p.m. and it's always busy. The line is always.
I'm telling you, those stores are
they're not going anywhere.
No.
They're slammed, bro.
And it's so disorganized because the speed at which they take in inventory and it gets out, like you put it on the fucking rack and it's gone. You go to the toy section, all the shit is just thrown in there because. There's no need to organize. There's no planner to like put it all in.
It's all just sectioned. Yeah, just like
fucking here's where it goes.
Boys t-shirts, toys, like dining room.
I think they're solid.
They sell all the dead inventory from people. It's like that's like the great business model though, because they basically never have to worry about having product because they can just shop from all of these other vendors that just like can't move their shit, and they're just like, hey, like, you know, we can move it at our stores, but you know, you're gonna have to give us the deal, and that's because, you know, it's the only way we're gonna sell it.
Well, Macy's and all their hundreds of locations, when they have all their clearance shit that cannot be moved at 50% off, they're like, well, fuck it. We'll sell it to you for 50% of that just to fucking get rid of it.
Yeah. They're just trying to turn it into cash, I'm sure. But yeah, no, I mean, they just, it's a great business model. Those ones, because like you said, James, they're slammed. They're absolutely slammed. I mean,
Again, that doesn't mean that they're making a killing in profit, but it means it's a good thing that people are in the doors. It's a great place to start. This is Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy in November.
They've been trying to get bought out for a while now.
Probably by a major.
It was either the DOJ or some other organization declined the
Department of Justice?
The merger with JetBlue. They were going to merge with JetBlue or something like that.
Like antitrust kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it has to do with monopolies and shit like that.
Red Lobster?
Don't think I've seen one around here.
I haven't been inside one in 20 years.
I don't think I've ever actually been inside a Red Lobster.
People like the biscuits. Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Well, Applebee's.
Applebee's sucks, dude.
I've only ever been to like one, and it was in Lake Tahoe.
You just wish you were at a Chili's, and if you...
Fuck.
Or a...
TJ Fridays.
Bye Bye Baby. Amazon, hello.
You have anything for us, Mr. James?
Of course I do.
Let it rip.
Denny's is closing 150 of its lowest performing restaurants.
That makes sense.
I don't feel like they're going anywhere, but they're trimming the fat, probably.
Yeah. They have some good locations, and then they have some locations that I'm sure are just doo-doo cheeks.
And you know what you should do with those? Close them.
Yeah.
Which is what they're going to fucking do. Looks like a fun hole.
Yeah. It does. This golf course in general looks really cool. There are some like really dope LA Muni courses that I haven't played that I would like to.
Is this like Moore Park?
Or this is Moore Park. Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, it's a mission and a half.
Oh.
Ooh.
There's a hole like this at Oceanside Municipal that's really fun. Like,
yeah.
Fucking 80 yards downhill. That one's really fun. Yeah, I have a few questions. Did I ask this? There's 1,000 grapes. Like, a pile of 1,000 grapes.
Like species of grapes, you're saying?
No, just a bundle of...
I gotcha.
Purple or green, your choice.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You will get 50,000 for each grape that you eat. However, one in there is poisonous. How many grapes will you eat?
There's one grape out of how many? 1,000?
Mm-hmm. So wait, 0.1% chance at the beginning, but that goes down. But
you said for every 50, there's a poisonous one? Or
well, there's one.
Oh, there's one out of the whole thing?
One out of 1,000 is poisonous. It will kill you. You get 50,000 for each one that you eat.
I mean, I'm probably eating until
I'm... Yeah,
I was about to say, I'm probably eating until I'm full. And then once I'm full, I'm like, I'm probably good here.
And then like 3 hours later, you're like...
I might grow.
Hey, there's one left over. Yeah. I'm eating 999 of those. Jesus. It's like Minesweeper.
So you're eating until you're full?
Yeah.
How many is that?
Are these seedless?
50?
Something like that.
Are they seedless grapes or they have seeds in
they're
them?
They're whatever grape you want, frankly.
Cotton candy ones are good.
That's a real grape.
Yeah, they taste like cotton candy.
Non-GMO?
I don't know.
There's no shot. Definitely crushing 10. I'll do 20 just to hit a mil.
What if the first one you eat is the poisonous one?
Hey, it's been nice knowing you.
Peace out, boys.
Peace up, A-Town.
But you can keep eating
for as long
until
as you
die.
Want. Yeah, I don't know. You
how
said
long,
50K?
How fast do you die?
Said, how many is a million? 50 grapes?
I think 20 grapes would be a million.
Only 20 is a million?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude,
I would eat 20
when
grapes.
You think of the math behind it, like, it makes no sense not to just keep eating. Like, seriously.
Does your family
like, if you're willing to eat 60, why not 80? Like, what's the difference
because it's
is...
2%. Eating 20 is 2% chance that you eat a poison.
I thought it was a... Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, 1 out of 1,000 is 0.1%, right?
I'm going for
it. If you eat
20,
you multiply that by 0.1 and you get 2%.
Does your family get...
But each one you take increases your chance of eating a poisonous one.
Yeah.
Can your family keep the money from everything you accumulate?
Yeah, sure.
So, all right, sure, I'm going.
So would you just eat 1,000?
Sure, fuck it. Put it into a smoothie. Let me drink it real quick.
A grape smoothie. Gross.
Oh, that does
the
sound
the fastest way to drink it.
Disgusting.
Dude, Max was saying, I don't remember what surgery he had, but...
His tonsils?
It's been like a dental surgery or something, and his mom blended up In-N-Out for him.
Oh!
What?
And he said, like, in theory, as a kid, you're like, that might be good. And then he's like, it's not fucking, it's fucking disgusting.
No, uh-uh.
That
no.
reminds me of this Below Deck episode I watched.
Below Dick?
Yeah, Below Deck. This lady, the charter guest was in, like, an accident or whatever and had, like, her jaw wired shut.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked them to blend everything that they cooked.
Mm-hmm. That's like one of my biggest fears, by the way, breaking
fuck
jaw.
That.
Having your jaw wired shut for like 6 months. Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Can you imagine you're going to those expensive, you're going to that tasting at French Laundry and you have to have the, oh, can you just blend that up for me real
quick? Cancel my reservation probably.
Yeah. No cancellation, sorry.
I'm forfeiting whatever it is. Nah, fuck it, I'm going.
Blend it up. Fuck. Did he drink it?
Sounds
I
like
don't
he
think
did.
So.
It sounds like he did.
We'll ask him.
No, I mean, if you're... I'm not down for, like, the weird things blended ever. Like, I only want normal things blended.
Like ice and fruit and yogurt.
Ice, fruit,
I'll take that.
Yogurts. Yeah, all of that
that's
stuff. We're not
delicious.
Doing, like, ground beef and buns and... we're not doing all that.
No, because I would imagine it looks like throw up. You know what I mean? Because it's ground food.
It's like texture. Yeah,
looks
the texture
fucking
is
disgusting.
Terrible.
Hey, at one point, someone thought that ice, yogurt, and fruit was weird, too.
You're not wrong.
Damn.
I go for a smoothie right now. How about, how come when you get a smoothie and you add a protein, a scoop of protein, now you're paying $15 for a smoothie?
You might as well buy the bottle of.
Where do they get off? Smoothies are fucking expensive. This is they are. Bullshit. I love smoothies.
I do love smoothies.
Dude, Jamba Juice?
I don't get them because they're fucking expensive, huh?
Jamba Juice?
Dude, yeah, Jamba Juice. It's all about nectar, though, now. It's like you don't even see Jamba Juices these days. I don't know. Was Jamba Juice that bad? Like, I like Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice was great. Yeah.
I like all of them. Let's keep it real. I mean,
yeah.
You got a smoothie? Sign me up.
I love smoothies.
But what is it about just stepping outside, just like spending way too much money every time? It's like every time. Every time.
Yeah, if you want to eat.
If you want to eat or do anything.
It's like, well, do something fun.
That's the thing. You can hike those prices up as high as you want. People still pay for it.
It's called elasticity. It depends on the good. But, I mean, we could do free stuff like Play Rivals. That's $3.99.
Until it's not.
I have been doing a lot of, like, free shit for fun.
Like what?
Like running.
Checking off.
And Rivals.
Beating off.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw
meat beaten.
I saw this video.
About a guy beating off.
There was a sign on his door saying jacking off, and his friend still knocked and opened the door. And he comes out, what are you doing? You see the sign? It says I'm jacking off. What are you doing? And if you flip it this way, it says not jacking off. That's when you come in. I was like, this would be James.
Dude, no, I was about to say, we need to get you that sign, brother.
I have it.
That was me in the video.
Would you rather talk or walk backwards for life?
I think I want to talk backwards. But
I've been thinking about this. Is it the words that are out of sequence backwards, or is it and no one can understand?
I think it's that. But can't you just learn how to then speak it backwards, and you're speaking the right way?
Yeah.
Then that
sounds hard. How the fuck are you gonna do that?
I don't know.
Or walk backwards.
I gotta see where I'm going.
I don't think I'm walking. That's the thing. I don't think I'm ever walking backwards. No. For the rest of my life, no way.
If you want to walk or run, it will be backwards.
No.
I'm talking.
I'd rather be sound retarded than fucking walk backwards, run backwards. No shot.
Yeah.
It's just because walking backwards is so inconvenient. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Way too inconvenient.
I thought this was a good one. $100,000 a year, but you become naked for 1 second at random each. We're going to do, it says month, but I kind of want to make it day.
Each day?
Every day? Yeah. 365.
I don't understand.
365.
I don't, wait. You're saying for a 24-hour period or for that day?
Every day.
And you don't get to pick when it happens.
No, it's random.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
For 1 second, you got to be naked?
All your clothes vanish off for 1 second.
You can get
100K a year?
Yeah.
You can get locked up. Depending on where you are. I swear it's just this thing I got going on with me.
No, you don't get it.
And now you're in court and you're naked. Yeah, you did it again.
But then someone was like, you could just gaslight everyone and be like, I wasn't naked. I think you're just seeing stuff.
Describe it to me. Nah, that's not me.
Or, you know, what's like a total five head thing to do is like you constantly wear like the clothes that make you look like you're naked.
And like then, those girls that wear like the skin colored leggings.
Yeah.
Like,
oh! Yeah.
She's not wearing any pants. And then you're like, oh, wait.
So you do that, and then when it's, and then all of a sudden, if in that particular moment you do lose your clothes, it's like, not
do you wear
that
one with a dick and balls?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you dude. Might as well be naked that way. You're so close. That's a funny workaround, though. A never nude.
Yeah, never nude. That's funny.
Never not be nude.
100,000.
I mean, for 1 second.
1 second. One random second every single day.
I mean, you got to take the money.
I'll work from home and not work for $100,000.
I was about to say, you basically don't even have to work anymore. Like,
statistically, a third of them will happen in your sleep. If you sleep for 8 hours a day, it's one third of every day.
I wonder, do you know when it happens? Huh? No.
You could just wait until it happens and then go out.
True. could happen at hour 23, minute 59.
Like, you know for a fact that there is going to be one time, and it's going to be awful. But
you
like
you're gonna have a few.
But like 95% of the time, 98% of the time, like you won't even realize what's happening.
You'd have to sit in front of a mirror and let it happen, and you can leave the house.
What would be the okay? Now the discussion is: let's think of the most inconvenient time that it could have ever happened. Like for today, for example.
Does that work in general? I guess.
Just at work, like there's not like one moment at work, like a team meeting or like.
No, just at work.
I'm thinking like you're giving like a eulogy or something for someone's funeral.
Yeah.
You're up on stage.
Meemaw was the best. It's bring your dad to school day. I can't.
I'm going to have to sit this one out, Chief. I haven't had my thing today. I haven't had my...
I forgot what we were talking about on our group chat. But I was in my boss's office and she's asking me something. We're like discussing it, and like a text came through, and I forgot what James had said. He said something about jacking off.
You and just immediately think of James anytime anyone says jacking off.
Well, no, because that's what happened.
What was the context?
I forgot. It was in our group chat, and like the message came through, and I was talking to my boss, and I tried so hard not to die laughing because of what was going
on. When was this?
Oh, it must have been like Thursday, I think.
Hmm. Oh. Wednesday at 2:16?
Are we getting on? It's like quickie. Yes, sir. Just gotta beat my meat.
Blake said Ponder Night. Confirmed. I gotta beat my meat. Yeah, I mean game.
That came through while I'm talking to her, and I had to like mute that shit real quick because I was trying not to laugh. Or I think I took it out of my ear and I put it away in its case. But that was funny.
Good timing, yeah, on that
dude.
One.
James will hit you with them. Yeah. He'll hit you every now and then.
My favorite was I got a doctor's appointment. It's like Dr. Teal's lotion or something. Like that. Okay, you're given $10 million, but if anyone finds out that you are given $10 million, you lose it. So for 6 months, you have to hide your wealth. Basically, can you do it?
Yeah.
If anyone finds out, you lose the money. How? So all of a sudden you pull up and you got a big old pinky ring or something on, or the truck's looking
so
good.
So you got cash away.
For 6 months? Yeah, I mean.
You can't show that you have any wealth.
I don't think it's that difficult.
Some people probably can't handle it, though. Tweaking with all that money in their account. Like,
it's almost like, oh, there'll be signs like, wait, did you put double chicken and guac on your Chipotle
chips,
bowl?
Drink
and yeah. Chips? What? Wait a minute.
Yeah, see, if someone catches on.
I own this Chipotle. It's like, whoa.
See, I'm glad I kind of have like bougie habits. I wouldn't say I'm bougie, but I have bougie habits. And like, dude, I don't think anyone would notice.
Oh, people would definitely notice for me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, what would your purchases be?
Fuck, I don't know.
Dude, I would still whip it around in the Accord. No one would have a clue. I mean, seriously.
Nah, if there was like, like if there were rules and like I couldn't do, I would definitely follow them.
Well, the rule is there's only one rule,
you just
can't
blow
it. Find out.
Yeah, well, I'd probably just stay low until the 6 months mark.
So you basically can't change any of your current habits.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you can't quit your job
with 10 mil sitting in the account.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Again, this is a hypothetical that's easier said than done. I think.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I don't think it would be that difficult for 6 months. 6 months.
It depends on your financial situation, A, and B, how good you are with money. Some people get money and it's got to fucking blow it. I don't think you get it. Some people are just like, boom, the second their account, in and out.
Every lottery, like that. Every lottery winner ever.
Notoriously, lottery winners fucking blow their shit.
They're coming in 30 seconds.
Showing off. Yeah, just you can't talk about it for 6 months.
It's like not even your spouse can know.
No one.
Fuck.
Your spouse can't even find out. She's the person who, if she found out,
damn,
how would you hide it from her?
Yeah, might get in trouble.
She's like, babe, we're gonna lose the car, we're gonna lose the house.
Damn, that fucking sucks. No, you're gonna lose the car.
You better get to work, then. You better get to work, dude.
I wake you up at 6.
Nah, that's when you just get locked up and go to jail for 6 months.
And you don't want any money on the commissary?
No, I'm good.
$100 million, but they nail you shut in a coffin. Ooh. They bury you 6 feet underground. You have enough oxygen for 6 hours. Oh, okay, hold on, sorry. $100 million? That's fucking crazy.
Damn.
They bury you 6 feet underground. You have enough oxygen for 6 hours. After 6 hours, they will start digging you back up.
How long does it take for you to dig the hole?
You don't have to dig.
But they're going to dig. How long is it going to take them?
After they bury you, this is interesting. After they bury you, they will draw straws from 100. If they draw the lone short straw, they will never dig you up. Ooh. So it's a 1 in 100 shot that you end up dying down there.
But 100 mil?
100 mil. No drugs, alcohol, or headphones in the coffin. No sedatives. So 6 hours raw dog, Mormon style.
You can jerk off a few times.
Why? Well, I didn't say you couldn't jerk off. 6 hours, that's 12 meat beats.
It's like, he didn't say nothing about doctor's appointments down here.
One bottle of Jergens, please.
Ask for one thing.
Cocoa butter tea.
Just going to be basking in his own nut for 6 hours. Just
thinking about 100 million.
Just absolutely painting the fucking coffin.
Thinking about all the hookers. When I get out.
All the hoors.
Taking the boys to the strip club in
Vegas. They're going
to
open that coffin and you're going to like, boy, do I have a story to tell you guys.
But yeah, 1 in 100 that you die. I think I would do it.
I think I might do it.
I'm definitely losing my mind.
You probably have to do it. I mean,
for that much money,
it's way too much money. Like,
you're gonna have phases of like losing your mind. You know what I mean? Like,
take a nap.
Being in a stuck little hole. You think you can comfortably take a nap?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, no, you're just gonna be unbearably uncomfortable. Like, and you're gonna think that like you can handle it.
Yeah.
But like 30 minutes is gonna go by, and you're gonna think it was 6 hours.
So you just like prisoners in the shoe. They have no concept of time. And the longer you go, the more off they are. They have no fucking idea. And that fucks with your head, huh?
So you don't know at all if they're going to dig you out?
No, there's a 99 out of 100 chance.
But I mean, are they going to notify you like, "Oh, we're going to dig you out," or?
I don't think so. I think part of it's going to have to be that they
don't. So 6 hours.
There's no contact.
You just die?
Yeah, you run out of oxygen in 6 hours.
Damn. Yeah, fuck it, I'll take it.
100 mil?
100 mil. Change your life.
It's a shit ton of money. But you can't spend it for 6 months. I'm just kidding. No one can find out for 6 months. All right, let's wrap it up.
If you guys enjoy this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like, subscribe, do all of the good things.
Yep.
Jerk is out while you're at it. All right, this is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
See you next week.
Peace.